Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with our opening commodity market report. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending January the 16th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 15.3. Next year, minus 0.3. Corn this year, 27.3. Soybeans this year, 25.8, and next year, 35.6. Also this morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 126,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 2014-15 marketing year. Also flying out the door this morning, a total of 370,000 metric tons of corn. Of that total, it looks like Spain is picking up 150,000 metric tons, and Egypt is taking 120,000 metric tons, and Japan is taking 100,000 metric tons. All of it is old crop 2013-2014 corn. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 16,083. It's down 113 points. The NASDAQ, trading 41.78, is down almost 41. And the S&P 500 is 18.14. It is down about 14.5 points. Joining us now live from his palatial digs over in Kansas is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. It is a beautiful day out there. I guess in a relative sense, we have some southerly winds that are starting to pick up in the western Corn Belt, bringing in some warmer air. But the heart of the Midwest is still bitterly cold this morning. Temperatures running mostly in the single digits, and both positive and negative single digits, I should point out. Most of the snow-covered areas in the Midwest are involved with those sub-zero degree readings, and we will see another round of cold coming up, even though the winds are going to switch around to the south here this afternoon. In many areas, we will have only a brief warm-up, and then we will see another round of extremely cold conditions coming across the region as we get into the late weekend and the early part of next week. There will be two waves of additional snow coming ahead of this. Now, the first wave will come into the upper parts of the Midwest here later today and spread across the region from northwest to southeast. We'll see the winds switch around to the north as the snow gets going, and we'll end up with some blowing and a little bit of drifting. Most of the snow accumulations will be light, though, running a dusting to a couple of inches with this event. And again, it'll be in the north during the day today and probably in the eastern parts of the Midwest, from Illinois to Ohio and parts of Michigan tonight into Saturday morning. A second wave of energy will come through the region, coming out of parts of the Dakotas into Iowa and eventually shifting into Ohio and Michigan. This will occur late Saturday night going into Sunday. Another dusting to 2 inches with some localized 3-inch amounts possible. The greater snows will be from Illinois, northern Illinois, that is, into parts of Ohio. And again, another round of windy conditions coming in behind that on Sunday night into Monday as the next Arctic blast comes racing through the region. We'll expect to see the majority of the precipitation bias diminishing as we get into midweek next week, but it'll be so cold then that no one will go outside anyway. It looks like temperatures will be going back below zero across many areas, just like today, all the way down into central Illinois and southern portions of Indiana as well as southern Ohio, with probably Tuesday morning the coldest, but will still be bitterly cold going on into probably Wednesday of next week. A change in the weather pattern may evolve shortly after that that might get us away from all these bitter cold surges. I think we'll last in that new pattern for a week to maybe 10 days, and then we'll likely fall back into another period of frequent bouts of cold air coming across the region as we move into the second and third weeks in February. Well, in South America today, the forecast is still favoring additional improvements in Argentina. Overnight last night, some greater rains fell across the heart of soybean country again. We have done a very good job this week in repairing some of the driest areas in Argentina, And what's going to happen this weekend is the rains will shift into the northeast corner of that country, and then we'll most likely see them come back next week from northeast to southwest across the nation, bringing another wave of precipitation. So I think we are beyond the peak of the worst conditions in Argentina. Crop conditions from this point on will be a lot less stressful, and we'll see some better production potentials in the heart of soybean country. And then in Brazil, of course, everything is still just looking wonderful, and there's no reason for us to expect any serious problems with their crop as it continues to develop, and also being for those early crop areas where maturation and harvesting are underway. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. Hard red winter wheat, the May variety, 626 and a half, down 3.5. July, 621, down 2.5. Soft May wheat, 572 and a quarter, down 4. July, 577 and 3/4, down 4.5. March corn, 426 and a half, down 2.5. July, 439 and a quarter, down 2. December, 448 and a half, down 3/4. March soybeans, 1272 and 3/4, down 4.25. July, 1243 and 3/4, down 6.5. November, 1107, down 1.75. March soybean meal, 418.40, down 30 cents. March soybean oil, 37.61, down 25. February live cattle, 143.52 and a half, down 40. January feeder cattle, 177.17 and a half, down 20. February lean hogs, 86.22 and a half. They are up 65. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
Market is letting a little air out of the tire today, but really, I think the story to me is the follow-through on the dollar to the downside, and that has the export people out in arm and just snatching up corn and beans today.
Well, I'd have to say short-term that's probably true, but, you know, you're talking to Mr. Doom and Gloom here in the office, and you'd probably be rather talking to Bill this morning. Been doing a lot of long-term research for past March 31st after the prospective plannings report, and honestly, Dave, there's not much out there that's really going to give us any help. We've got too much supply and not enough demand. We do a little research here in the office where we put three commodities together as corn, wheat, and soybeans, and we've gone back and drawn a support level on it, and that's at 23.32, I believe,
okay.
And right now we're at $23, and if we penetrate that level, it looks like next support level is somewhere between $16 and $17, and that's the combination of those three commodities together price-wise. So I don't know, we're pretty close to it, and if we penetrate that, it could be really, really bad. Also got a lot of things going on in South America. Obviously, those crops down there are improving. We're also starting to see some destination and origin switches by the Chinese, which is not going to help our soybean prices anytime soon. Basis levels are slipping big time right now. The river's down probably. I think the highest I saw it was 75 over, and we're back down in the 40s right now. So, and that's near term.
So the risk to the downside, and that's something that most people have been talking about for some time. And new crop, what are the opportunities there, particularly as you begin to pencil in what February might look like for crop insurance? I think most people are thinking maybe, depending if you're 75 or 85% policy, somewhere between 340, 375 might be where you're at. So you have to do a little work there.
Well, honestly, I think we're probably going to hold our price levels from 4 to 450. Actually, right now, we're penciling 450 for crop insurance prices. Long-term, if you look out there into the October, depending upon what the crop does, obviously, we could be looking at a $3.50 to $3 price level, which means we're looking at a buck down, which is exactly what we saw this year. You may have an average crop and still be able to get paid just because your revenue falls off. So I would have to say you need to protect the yield and the revenue with an RP product or a new ARP product, the old grip. So.
All right. Thank you much, Tom.
You bet.
That's Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, March corn at 426 and three quarters is down 2 1/4. July, 439 and a quarter, down 2. And December, 448 and a quarter, down 1. March soybeans, 1273, down 4. July, 1243 and a quarter, down 7. And November, 1106, down 2 3/4. March soybean meal, 418.80, up 10 cents. March soybean oil, 37.55. It's down 31. February live cattle, 143.42 and a half, down 50. And February lean hogs are 86.30. They are up 72 and one half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.